Be'ezus Hashem, Sikta Daf Mem Zayim, and we'll begin about 12 lines up, Mem Vav Amud Beis. We're continuing with the story of Levaya, as we know that the Beis Din was required, the Zikni Ha'il was required to certify the Din L'Shaflus Adam Hazeh, when it comes to Ezra Arufa, to say when they find the Chol, they find the body, that the Zikinim of the city say that they didn't spill the blood, they didn't kill the person. And the Gemara asks, well, what was the Havamina that killed the person? Of course, the Zikni Ha'ir Ahu, these are the Hasha people, would not have committed murder. Ella, that they made sure that the proper infrastructure was set up in their cities, that they had Gnil's Chasam, they didn't send them away without food, they didn't send the guy without Levaya, which we said meant that the guy didn't know where to go, that they made sure to escort him out and give him directions. And that's what the Zikni Ha'ir was certifying, and then we went into discussing how great the din, or the mitzvah, the inyan of Levaya is. Amar of Yechanan, Yishim Rav Meir. Kol she'ina milave umislave, says Rav Yechanan Mishim Rav Meir, anybody who doesn't accompany somebody who comes to visit, or the party that's leaving doesn't accept the levaya, kilu shayfeh tamim. It's as if they spilled, they were shayfeh tamim, as if they committed murder. Why shalomali lehab libuhu anshe yiricha elisha? Because had the anshe yiricha been malava elisha out, legira dubim latinaikas, he would not have incited the bears to kill the tinaikas. Shenemar, and we'll have to see what is the story. Shenemar vayal misham beisel. So Elisha left. He went to beisel v'hu ala baderach. He was going along the way. He was leaving Yericho. V'na'arim kitanim yatsu minair. Na'arim kitanim left the city. V'yiskalsu l'boy. They were taunting him. V'yemru, and they said alekerach alekerach. Okay, so the story is like this: that Elisha had just taken over from his rebbe after Elio was Niftar, and again, he went up to Shemayim, Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael, so he went up to Shemayim, and Elisha had taken over, and the people of the city of Yericho had come to explain, as we'll see later, that the water in their city was not good, the pregnant ladies were dying, and he came and he cured the water. So on his way out of the city, what we're saying is that Anshe Yericho did not escort him out, and he encountered, Elisha encountered these Na'arim Badach Na'arim Ketanim, and they taunted him, and they said, Alei Kerach, Alei Kerach, which means he's a Lashon of bald, or someone who froze things, right? We'll have to see what that means, that there was no Amr Lai, Alei, Alei, Shei Krachta Alein Mas HaMakum. You made this place either bald or cold, meaning frozen, as if we can't, our assets are frozen, that we can't produce, we can't have any income here. Now, what happened? These people who were taunting Elisha were the people. Elisha came to cure the fact that the water in the city was bad, so he took care of the problem and the water was good. These people had opportunistically made money off selling essentially bottled water or good water to the residents of the city. So they were not happy with Elisha because now they lost their income. Alei Shei Krachta Alein Mas HaMakum, we made this place either bald or frozen for us, depending on how you learn this. But either way, it means that we no longer have economic opportunity here. My vin na'arim kitanim. Why are we saying that they were na'arim kitanim who taunted Elisha? Rabbi Lazar, shemin urim in ha-mitzvahs. They are emptied out from mitzvahs. They have no mitzvahs. Kitanim, what does that mean? Shemin katne emunah. They were crying about the fact that they weren't going to be able to opportunistically make money off of the people of the city's issues of drink, that they didn't have drinking water. So we see they were miktane emunah. Tana, na'arim hayu. They were na'arim, and really, so we say that they were na'arim, these were younger lads, but they acted like in town, like little children. Who says that they were na'arim, and they were mivazvez themselves like ketanim? The Dilma Hashem Mekayman. Why don't we just say that their name, that they were really ketanim, and why was it saying na'arim? That really was Ketanim, not Na'arim, and it wasn't that Na'aglasim Ketanim, they were really Ketanim, and why were they called Na'arim? Because that was the name of the city. Me like Siv, we find this, that Na'arim is actually the name of the city. Why? This is Va'aram Yatsu'u Gedudim V'yashu Meretz Yisrael Na'ara Ketanim. Okay, which, whatever the story over there is, the Pasuk says Na'ara Ketanim, Akashlo and Na'ara Ketanim. You can't be both a Na'ara and Ketanim. Amar and Pedas, how did we explain this? Ketanim the Na'urim. The min Na'urim. So we see Na'urim, Na'arim, Na'ara could be the name of the city. And maybe they were really Ketanim. So Gemara says, Hasam lemefarish mekayma. Excuse me. Over there, it never explained the name of their city. And therefore, we didn't know where they were from. Hasam lemefarish mekayma. Here, we know that they were from Yericho, that is the city that we're dealing with, so you can't say the Naaranim city. What did he see? Why did Elisha curse them? Amarav ra'a mamish. And by the way, the way the Mefarshim explained this is that Rav was saying that it was ra'a mamish, that he, it was not really a curse, but he stared at them. Kedetanya, when the pasuk says vayikalim, it means ra'a mamish, he stared at them. Kedetanya, Shimon Gamliel, Leimer, Kalmakim, Shnasu Chachamim, wherever the Chachamim, if they stared at something, Misa Ayni, that caused, right, the fact that they gave a hard look at something that was either Misa Ayni, either they would cause death or they would cause some other affliction. Vishmol Amar, he saw Ra'a Shekula Nis Abra Behen Iman. He saw that these guys were no good from the outset, meaning he saw that their mothers, Nis Abra Behen Iman Behemi Kippurim, that their mothers had become pregnant with them on Yom Kippur. So these are obviously not, the Yichus wasn't good over here. Rabbi Yitzchak Nacha Amar Belurius Ra'alahen. He saw that these children that were inciting, these children that were taunting him before he incited the bears against them, so he saw that they had Belurius, that they had hair that was the style of the Goyim, of Avodah Zarah. Ra'alahen Kam Ra'im. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Ra'ashalahosabahem Lachluche Shal Mitzvah. He saw that they had no Shemeth of a Mitzvah in them, that they were lost causes. They don't bizarre nihavo. Maybe their children, they would talk of, have mitzvahs. Amar Rebbe Lazar, like Bumble, Bizarre Mitzvah Kotaris. And that is Ra'ah, what he saw. He was able to see that before he incited the bears to essentially kill these Na'arim, these young lads who were taunting him, he made sure that there was going to be nothing good coming from them. Two bears came from the city, and they ripped apart the 42 Rav and Shmuel, there was a machlokes over here. How many nesim were there? If you say there was just one nes, so then yar haya, that means that there already was a forest, dubim lehayu, and there were no bears. The nes was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made bears appear in a random forest. It's a double nes. There was no forest and there were no bears. So the Gemara says, well, if so, why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu have to waste the nes on creating a forest? We don't need the forest. The forest is not integral to the story. So the Gemara says, it is integral to the story that the Kadosh Baruch Hu had to create two nes because, and the way Rashi explains it is that even if the Kadosh Baruch Hu would have created bears, the bears would not have been felt so emboldened to attack unless they knew they were near a forest that they could run to, that there was some sort of home base. That's the way Rashi explains it. The Marsha explains that the forest was in order to make sure that the children would be, to make sure that the children wouldn't be afraid and run away. Meaning that if they would have just seen random bears running through the city, then of course the Na'arim would have run away screaming and scared. But the second nes was that since they saw that the bears were near a forest, so they weren't that alarm, they figured that the bears would just go back into the forest, and in fact what happened was because of this case, because Elisha was killalam, right, that he was ra'a b'hem, he incited the bears to go ahead and attack these children. Remember Chanina Bishvil, Arbon Mishnayim, Karbanah Shekhar, Balak Melech Moed, Huv Ku'u Mi Yisrael, Arbon Mishnayim Yiladim, that because of the 42 karbanas that Balak Melech Moed brought together with Bilam, the 42 karbanas, so that is why, because of that, 42, based on that kala, 42 children ended up dying. Is that true? That the person should be Isaac and Torah and Mitzvahs, because we see that Torah and Mitzvahs have an effect even if you learn Shaloy Lishma. That the schar of the 42 Karbanos was not that he was able to effectively kill 42 children who call Yisrael, but rather that he had a granddaughter. Rus, Shiatin Menu Shloimash Techsibbe, the Pasuk says, Elef Eulis, Yalish, and Rabbi Yosef Menchini, Rus, Bita Shal Egloin, Benoy Shal Balak Haisa. So we see that Rus was the granddaughter of Balak, daughter of Egloin, who was the son of Balak, right? So what was it? What was the effect of the 42 Kabbanis? Was it that he was Zaycha to have a granddaughter like Rus, or that the Kala, the fact that he brought Karbanos, that he was trying to kill all of Klal Yisrael, that at least it had some sort of effect, that he was able to kill 42 children. So the Gemara says, Ta'avaser mi'al l'kala habe, that really the answer is both. And what we're saying is like this, that the zchus that he had was that he had Rus. But the fact that he was trying to curse them, that curse still had some sort of effect, that at least it was able later on in the times of Elisha to cause 42 children to be able to die, i.e. this nes, that Kosh Baruch Hu was gara, that he incited bears against them. Now, he named them Moshe Va'ir Toiv. Kasher Adoni Roye. So the people of Yericho said to Elisha, look, that the city is a nice city, as you see. Okay, however, the water is bad, and the pregnant ladies are dying. So the Gemara just doesn't understand this. Why would the people say that their city's a good city, except for the fact that our pregnant ladies are miscarrying, and we have drinking water. Right? So why? How could you possibly say that this is a good city? Okay, Rabbi Chanan says that there is a certain chain that a city has, even if it's not a great city, that the people who are living there feel very good about it. That this is one of three chains that can't really explain how it makes any sense, but people just feel emotionally connected. Chain, so right, there's three. Chain makama yeshvav, a city for and its inhabitants. They have a certain chain towards that city, affinity toward that city. They feel like a tribal loyalty. Chain isha abayla, that in no matter what, doesn't always make sense, but sometimes there is a chain of an isha abayla that the husband will always have an interest in. So I think mechach al mechach, that if a person has it, buys something, he's going to feel good about it, he's going to have a certain chain, even though nobody else can understand it, but once he's invested, he purchased it, and all these, in some levels, are you make an investment into something, now you're emotionally connected, and therefore you have that chain. By the way, the Mepharshim bring down that there's these gimel chinois have shaykhis and kodesh baruch hu l'gabi Yisrael as well. Why the pasuk says, v'shachanti b'seicha, that is the chain makam al yeshvam, v'arastich li la'olam, that again, that is like chen bala, aisha al baila, and amzu kanisa, that is like a chen mekach al mekchai. Tan rabbanan, shlisha chalon chol Elisha. Three times Elisha was punished, he got sick, he got ill. Echach yigur dubin bitinek, it's because he incited the dubin, the bears, on these 42 children. The echad, okay, which, what's the issue? The issue was, and as HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the nace, that he was matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Yidei Shamayim to affect the punishment. Yes, he deserved to get punished. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that he was matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get involved in affecting this punishment. He pushed Gechazi, we'll see what that means, with both hands. And then the third one, that was when it was time to die, he died from that one. Shemar, so Pasuk says, Elisha Chala es Chol Yoy, so that's a Lashon Chala 1, Chol Yoy 2, Asher Yomuzboi, that was the third sickness that he ended up dying from. So what is this idea that Elisha, he was punished because he was dachu gechazi b'shtei adayim ton rabbanim. Lo'i lom tiyei small deiche, that the small, the weaker hand is the one that should give mussar, that should push away, the yamin makreves. And the stronger hand is the one that should actually be makariv somebody. Like Elisha should dachu gechazi b'shtei adayim, not like Elisha who pushed away kaviyachu gechazi with two hands. Like Yeshua ben Prachya should dachu lechem et tamidav, Yeshua ben Prachya that pushed away, we'll see both of these stories, one of his tamidim b'shtei adayim. So what is the story of Elisha? Elisha mayhi dechsev. So now let's just get the backdrop of the story. Elisha, Naaman was a non-Jewish king, and he heard that Elisha is the one, his advisors told him that Elisha is the one that can cure. Naaman had very bad saras. He goes to Elisha. Elisha gives him the Eitzah, and Naaman now wants to give Elisha money. Elisha refuses to take the money. And after Elisha leaves, Gehazi, who was Elisha's Talmud, is his assistant. He says, I don't understand. This guy's offering us money. Of course we're going to take the money. So he goes back to King Naaman, and he tells Naaman that, I know that my master said he wasn't going to take the money, but we now have some aniyim we need money and clothes for. So he gave them a bunch of money and a bunch of clothes. And Elisha was obviously not happy because he did not want to take this money. And Gehazi, you know, kind of undermined him and went to go get it. So what happened? So Naaman said to Gehazi, when Gehazi came back, he said, Hoyo kach kikarim. And the apostle says, Vayemer elav. Elisha said to Gehazi, Loy libi halach. Okay, I'm not happy about you. You did not go with my spirit. Is it time? How could you go ahead and take a kesef alakachto begodim? So he said, you took money, you took begodim, vizesim olive trees, vikramim and vineyards, vitzainu vakarav adam shvachis, umishaku kulai. So first of all, the way I want to understand, Gehazi didn't take that much. All he took from King Naaman was money and clothing. Kesef begodim hutishako. Rabbi Yitzchak by Yisra Shah, Elisha, there were eight things mentioned in the pasuk because Elisha was Yisra Pishman Ashratim, Amalai. So Elisha said to him very harshly, Rashi, Gia is lito schar. And now you're going to get your schar for schar shmoneh shratzim, the schar of learning. You're going to get the schar ba'olam hazeh. And kineged these eight things. That's what he was basically saying. That's the shmoneh shratzim, shmoneh things that you're getting. You're getting all your schar ba'olam hazeh, and you're not going to get any ba'olam haba. But tzaras, naman tidbak, bach. Okay, and then you're going to get the punishment of the tzaras of naman will now be transferred to you. You, Gehazi, will get the tzaras, you, and your children. The arba, and Hashem will be talking to you later. There was a story brought down the Nachbar, brought Nachbar Yimitzaram, of the four Mitzaram out, Mitzaram outside the city, Amar Yechon and Zegecha, so Yishoshes Banach. Now, so what happened? Okay, so he essentially came down very harsh on Gehazi, Elisha, for taking money and clothing from Naaman. Then later on, Elisha went to Damascus. Later on in the story. He went to be chazer him with tshuva. Gehazi refused to come back. He wouldn't be a chazer with tshuva. So Gehazi said, you taught me, Rabbi, that if you do Averis and you're machti as a rabbim, speaking the other last of tshuva, you can't do tshuva. My avad, what did Gehazi do that he was machti as a rabbim? Evan Shay Edis, Talaloy Lachatas Yerubam. So there was a Chatas Yerubam that was an Avodah Zarah, and he created some sort of magnetic levitation using magnets so that the animal would move and people would think that it's a real god, that it's alive. They meet Dumain Shemayim La'aretz, so he made this Evan Shay Edis, Vega Da Amri, Shem Chakak La'apuma, that he had some sort of, he put some sort of talking ish apparatus on the mouth of this calf of the Chatas Yerubam, v'hoisai meres, and the calf would say Anoichi v'le'yia locha. Okay, and therefore again it drew people in. So he was machti as a rabbi. Vigad the army rabbanon dacha mikamei. Okay, that the issue wasn't the machti as a rabbi had nothing to do with the Chatas of Yerubam, but rather that he would restrict who was allowed to come see Elisha, limited the amount of people that were allowed in the base medrash, and that's why he was a machti as a rabbi. Dechsevayim rabbanei hanavim Elisha. After Gehazi was sent away, after he was punished, they told Elisha, now we come to Shear, it's very tight, there's no space for us. We weren't tight on space. You know why? Because Gehazi used to restrict who was able to come in to learn, and that was why he was Machias Rabin. So that is one story where we said that a person should be small, that a person should be with small Deiche and Yemin Mekar. And Yemin, Makareves, that he should bring the person close. He should give Moser with his left hand, Kaviyachu with the weaker hand, and create a relationship, forge a relationship, and bring them closer with the right hand, with the stronger hand, because we saw in this story that Elisha came down very hard. He was Dachu B'Shteya, the Yeshua Maprachi. Another story with Dachu B'Shteya, Prafa Mahi, Tidahava Kakato, Yanei Malkal Rabbanon. So the story was that Yanei HaMelech killed all the Rabbanon, except for Shimon ben Shetach, itminu achde, except for Shimon ben Shetach, who was hidden by his sister. Okay, he was the sister of the king. Rabbi Yeshua the wife of the king was his sister, so she hid him. Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachia, azol arach alchsandria shel Mitzrayim. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachia, who was the Rosh Sanhedrin, he had escaped to Alexandria. Kiav Shalma, so once things had settled down in Eretz Yisrael, Shalach LeShimon ben Shetach, Shalom ben Shetach sent to Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachia a coded letter saying, "Meaning Yerushalayim from me." He was speaking about himself as if he represented the city of Yerushalayim. "Meaning Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Loch to you, Alexander, Shalom Mitzrayim," referring to Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachia who had escaped there. "Achosi Bali Shari Besechik." Alexander Shalom Mitzrayim, "Achosi Bali Shari Besechik." Okay, that my Baal is my husband. Shimon Mechatach was saying that he was like a wife whose husband had left because Yeshua and Prachia went to Alexandria and that she misses him, essentially, Mani Yosheva Shemama, I'm desolate, Omar Shemamina. So, Yeshua Prachia got the message. He said, Shemamina, Havale Shalma, must be safe for me to come back. That was what Shimon Mechatach was trying to send. Come back to me now. He also, Ikol Abu Ashpiza, so on the way back from Alexandria, they were coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So, Yeshua and Prachia, with his Talmud, stopped at a certain hostess, Kam Kamayu, Bi Yikra Shapir. Okay, they gave him great honor. Abdile Yakra Tuva, Yasiv Vakamishtabach. So he got up, Yeshua ben Prachia, and he was going to leave. He said, "Kama nach, San Yezu." He said, "This lady is so nice." Amar Lechni Tamida, the one Tamida said to him, "Rebbe, how could you say that she's nice?" Thinking that he was praising her beauty. Eina Chutais, her eyes are very round. She looks strange. Amar Lech, Yeshua ben Prachia said to the Talmud, "Rasha, the Kacha Taisek. You think I'm sitting there praising her, being nice, as if she's, I'm looking at her. I'm looking at her to see that she's beautiful." Apik arba mea shuf shfori bishamte. He put him in cherem with 400 horns. That was the way tut asr tut shari. We had this lashon when it comes to putting in cherem that it's with a kaviyachu with a shaker. Put him in a very strong cherem. Kol yoma asul lekame velekable. Every day this Talmud tried to come back to Yeshua and Prachia and he refused to accept it. Yoma chad hayakukaris shema. So one day Yeshua and Prachia was reading shema asul lekame. And this Talmud tried again, made another attempt to reconnect with Shulman Prachya. And in fact, on that day, Rav Shulman Prachya had intended to actually be Makar of this Talmud. But he motioned him with his hand, meaning he was motioning to wait a second, I have to finish Ma. The Talmud thought that he was saying, get out of here, I want nothing to do with you. Okay, and he went and he worshipped a brick for Avodah Zarah. So Rav Shulman Prachya comes to this Talmud and he says, do tshuva. Sorry, you can't do tshuva. Okay, that these are things that you can never come back from, can never do tshuva. And who is this Talmud? So there's a discussion of the Rishayim. The Svarim Achrim over here, we have a girsa that says that the Talmud was shidachu, that Yeshua Prachya was dachu, Yeshu HaNoitzri. Now we're talking about Yeshu HaNoitzri. And actually, Tosfos HaRosh says that you have a little bit of a problem here because Yeshua HaNoitzri, this story of Shulman Prachya, Yeshua HaNoitzri was around the times of the second, like just before the second Beis HaMikdash. And right, it was Helene Amalka, just before the destruction, the Korban by Yesheni. And Shulman Prachya was a couple hundred years earlier, so the timelines don't work. So he wants to say that there were two Yeshua HaNoitzris, and Ramban says that no, that the Cheshbin of the Christians is off, and they moved around history where it was convenient, and really it's the same one. Shulman Prachya lived for a long time, and their years are off, and you could be mechaven it. So there is a discussion whether or not this Talmud, Shulman Prachya, that this idea that it was Dachu B'Shtei Yadayim, if it's Yeshua HaNoitzri, we see that it mamish caused and now we really understand the Musar of not being Dachov B'Shtei Yadayim. Tanya Rishim Min Elazar, I mean, just one postscript. Yetzer Tinik V'Isha, with these three things, meaning the Yetzer of Tashmish, and Tinuk, a child, the Isha and a woman, Tay Small Daicha, in regards to these three things, that you have to Musar, right? What does it mean, Small Daicha? For instance, for the Yetzer of Arias, that yes, you have to be Kovish the Yetzer, but you can't be Kovish it too much, because otherwise it won't be Peribiribia, you won't be, okay, so too when it comes to children, you have to deal with them gently, and in Isha Daita Kula, Rashi says, Ashi Daita Kalo, then Yir Defeh, Tetzil Tarbusra, we can't send them away, we can't come down too hard. So again, in these three things, specifically, Tay Small Dechli Amin Mekar Eves, okay, and even though we said Lo Oilam, that in general, his general meaning should always be that the small is the one that gives the Musar and the union is Mekareves. But with these three things you have to be especially careful. That's the way the Mefarshim explains this. Zak, the next mission. Nimsa Harug. So let's say you find a murderer. So we're talking about Egla Rufa, you find a murderer. Actually Ne'erpa Ha Egla. Before we were able to break the neck with a kufitz, chop the neck of the kufitz in the back. Tates of a Tereva Eder, it goes back, okay, and it goes back into the pen, meaning it goes back. It's not hektish at all. That's the lashon of Tetzav Teir, the Eder. And Rashi comes to say that this Tana is not, there is a discussion whether or not, at what point the behema becomes, the egla becomes hektish. Is it Teir v'Tetzav, is it when the animal is killed? That's for sure. We know that it's going to be Aser. It's Aser Bahana. Or is it even when they bring it down to Nachal Eson, that he says this Tana holds that it must be only when it's killed, and therefore if you find the murderer before you are the egla, before you broke its neck, so then Tirvat Tzveder goes to Chulin, Mishan Erpa Egla, if it's after the Maisa is done, he covered in Mokayma, it's buried in its place, Shal Safek, Basa Mitchilasa, that this whole thing of Egla Lufa was an intermediate measure. It was just meant to have some sort of partial kapara, to get the killer, that was the point. Kippur Sveik of a Halkalon, therefore it did its job, and now it is Usr the Hana, it was used effectively. Nerfa Eglav Achach Nimtzaharuk. Let's say you did the Eglav Rufa, and then you find the killer. Hariza Yahari. I mean, don't think that this is the final kapara. You gotta kill, if you find the murderer later, you're gonna kill the murderer. This is not the answer, this karma. Eidach Adoimer, okay, and there's something missing here. So, which is that even if an Eid Echad, and this is, the Gemara is going to explain this, that if anybody sees who the murderer is, if we know who the murderer is, even if we don't have him there, we can't prosecute him, then you wouldn't bring in the Eglah Rufa, even if it's done Ayyidei Eid Echad. Now, this is going to be a sugya very much that we had on Daf Lamed Aleph. We had the Mishnah, that was the, if you remember, that was the one Daf, the Perek that was less than one Daf. Okay, and we discussed there in regards to Suli Eidus, Eid Echad versus Eid Echad. Eid Echad, I mean, Ra'isi, in regards to, is the Seita Mashke. So we're going to have the exact same copy of the Sugya. In fact, Rashi says that he's not going to explain it here because it's the exact same Sugya that we had over there. Eid echad omer reisiyas haharuv. So one aid says, I saw the murderer. I saw the murderer. The aid echad omer lo reisa. No, that we were together, and yeah, you saw a guy hitting a guy, but that wasn't the murder. I saw that the guy walked the victim walked away from that. He must have been killed by somebody else. So you didn't see the murder. So ishay meres reisi, the ishay meres lo reisa. One woman says she saw it, and another Isha comes and conflicts her and says, you didn't see it. How you arpin? Then they would, these two Eidas essentially cancel each other out. And what we're saying is just because one Eid said they knew, they know who did it, the other Eid said, no, you don't. And since the two Eidas cancel each other out, we're back to a suffix of we don't know who did it, and therefore you're arpin. How you arpin? Eid echad omer reisi. One Eid says, I saw, I know who the murderer is. Shnayim omer lo reisa, and two say, you did not see it. So here, again, it's interesting, right? We have to understand, because before we said one versus one. Here, we're now saying one versus two. Lo reisa, how you arpin. Shnayim omer ra'inu, two people say, we saw it. Vechad omer lahem lo reisa, lo yahu arpin. So if two say we saw it, again, now what we're saying is, eid achad, it won't work. Eid achad omer reisi, if one eid said, right, what's the mitziah case here, reisi, that they saw the murder, the murderer, they know who the murderer is. So shnayim omer lo reisa, you didn't see it, so then, how you arpin. Because only because there's two canceling out the one. Or on the flip side, Shnayim Amrim Ra'inu, two people said they saw the murder, Echad Amrim La'Reisem, that they did not see it, Lo Yayu Arpin. They would not be Arpin. Okay, meaning because it's two. Two wins out against one. Ostensibly, that's what we're thinking. And the problem is it doesn't work with what we just said before in regards to Eid Echad. Now, Vayter, Misha Rabu Ha Reitz Chanan, when there was a lot of murderers, Bablag Rufa, okay, once murder was too commonplace, Rashi says, Shayimat Kirin Behen Mi Hirgo Behen Laharug. We know, right? Once there's gangs and mobs, we already know who's committing the murder, and therefore there is no suffix anymore. Misha, and therefore we can't bring it out low. From Misha Ba'alazar ben Dinai, who was a famous murderer, the Tchina ben Prisha, he Nikra. He was also known as Tchina ben Prisha, Chazru the Kreisid ben Aratzman. They called him the son of the murderer. Again, this is just an example of a person in history who was a gangster, a famous murderer. Okay, and therefore, we know that he was the one, he ordered the hits on everybody. Misha Rebbe wa Mena'afim, Paskon Mayim Amarim. Once there was too many Mena'afim, there was too much adultery, so then the Mayim Amarim no longer worked. Rechem and Zakai, he's Sikon. Rechem and Zakai, he was the one who put a stop to the Mayim Amarim, to this, to being able to be Baidik and Seifa, Seita, Ayyid and Mayim Amarim. And we'll see this passage is coming to say that it's only when there when Zenos wasn't commonplace, that's when we had this chus that we can be Metaher, a lady who there was Kina Bastirid on, that we were hushed on. But once this Zenos is too commonplace, the Mayim Hamarim had to go away. Misha Mesi Yasi Ben Yezer, it's traded Yasi Ben Yehudi, Shushlain, Batlu Hashkoilis, we'll have to see what that means. Shenema, Ein Eshkol Le'echol Bikura, Oysa Nashi, Yechen Mekan Gadol, Hevir Havadais, he stopped or Hoydais Meiser. The Hoydais Meiser, meaning when a person giving Meiser, so every 3 years, you would say, he stopped having Hoydas Meiser. We'll see why. That sounds like the Vekers, the people who woke people up. So Meikvin and the people, enforcers who hit people. We'll have to see exactly what these mean. We'll see in the Gemara, not today, but in Mitzvah tomorrow. Until the days, okay, of Rabbi Yochanan ben Yochanan Kain Gadol. So there was a Papish Makab Yishalayim, that means that the factories on Chol Moed for Dabar Avad were allowed to be working. But until, at his days, he stopped that. He said, you can no longer have factories, even if it's for a Dabar Avad, sorry, people aren't going to know. Chol Nishma L'Rachuk, we can hear the sounds of the factory working, and it's not nice on Chol Moed. People are going to be Mavazah as a Moed. You haven't been Tzarech Lishol Demai. You don't have to ask about the Demai, we'll have to see again. All that Amir Hashem tomorrow. Tan Raman and Zak the Gemara. Minayin Shem Ner Pala Egla Bachar Nimtzal Haruk. So how do we know that if you did the Egla Rufa and then you find the murderer, Shem Poteres Esai, that you still have to carry out a capital punishment on the murderer? Maybe the Egla Rufa is the Kapara. Tamalim Avla Aretz Lo Yuchupar La Dam Asher Shupach Ba, because the land will not be the Kapar. Ki in Bedam Sheichai, and you have to avenge the death of the victim by killing the murderer. And that we see from this pasuk that bringing the Eglah Rufa alone will not take care of the kapara. It's just an intermediate measure. Then we said that, again, that when do you bring an Eglah Rufa? If no one knows who the murderer is. It's noi noidam mihi kahu, says the pasuk. So that means if you know, if it's known, then there's no Eglah Rufa. So what we see is like this. If one aide says, I know the murderer, and the other aide says, comes with him and says, No, you were with me. That was not the murder. You did not see the murderer. So then we say that you would be Arpin. So the Gemara says, time of the Mahishlei. It's only because the second guy came saying, you, the first guy, did not see the murder. Hala Mahishlei, but if he was not Mahishim, Eid Echad Mehem. So we see that an Eid Echad would be believed. But not immediately, how do we know that an Eid Echad would be enough to be believed to prevent, to stop bringing Egla Arufa if one person said, I know who the murderer is? Tan Rabbanan, I saw the murder. Tan Rabbanan, Le'na Mi Yikau, Hanoida Mi Yikau. We see that if there's any sort of idea on who committed this murder, Afilu Echad V'Seif Ha'ilam Lo Yodol Arfin, then you would not be Arfin Be'egla Rufa. Okay, now the way the Mefarsh went is that the Tanakhama holds that if it's a Yachid coming, Eid Echad, it's a Yachid coming, he has to know who the murderer is. He has to say, look, I know it's so-and-so who murdered him. Go find him. Now he's a fugitive from the law. But I know it was so-and-so. At contrast, how Rabbi Akiva says, let's say Sanhedrin saw a Rabin, saw this guy getting killed. We don't know. We saw the murder happen, but we don't know who the murderer was. That when it comes to a Rabin, if Rabin saw, so again, if the Yachin knows who the murderer is, or if a Rabin saw the murderer, even if they don't know who he is, they did see it. So we have two different pesukim tells two different dinim, and that is how the two dinim work together. Okay, so now what the problem is like this. We said that if an aide comes and says, I saw the murderer, I know who the murderer is, and the other guy says, no, you don't. That wasn't the murderer. You don't know who the murderer is. So how are we going to believe? We're saying that the two cancel out. And then we go back. One aide says, I saw the murderer. The second guy says, second aide comes and says, you did not see the murderer. So the two aides cancel each other out. We say that we don't know who the murderer is. And we're going to bring an Egla Rufa. Well, the problem is, how are we believing the second aide? Once we believe in Eid Echad, which we brought from a pasuk, that if an aide comes and says he knows who it was, we're going to believe in Eid Echad. As far as we're concerned, we have two. Now it's two. So it's when this one guy comes, the second guy comes saying, no, you didn't. He's coming against someone who we were men in as if he was two. Now, let's be clear. If two real aidim come and say, you did not see him, that's clear that we would knock away the first aidus. That's not the problem. The problem is, once we believed in Eid Echad, as far as we're concerned, we treat him like two, so that another aid who comes against him, it's like one against two, and we don't believe the second one. So how are we believing the second aid to say that we're going to cancel out the first aid's words, and it's like we don't know who killed him, and you should bring an Egla Arufa? So I'm like, Ula, Tani, Loiha, you Arfin. You're right. We believe that first aid as if it's two, and therefore, Loiha, you Arfin. That's what we have to say. There is no Arif. We have to change words of mission. Rav Chia, if you remember, this, like I said, is an exact copy of the sugya we had on Lamed Aleph. Rav Chia Amar Tani Hayu Arpin. No, they were Arpin. I, Rav Chia Kasha de Ula. What do you mean? You believed Eid Echad already. So as far as we're concerned, it's two. When the second Eid Echad comes, it's one against two. So Loi Kasha Kama Vasachas Kama Zachar. Ula only said his din, that when we hear one Eid, we're going to treat him as two. That's if he comes unopposed. The din was paskin. That's the way some people learn it. We discussed it more in detail back on Lamed Aleph. The din was paskin. Now we took his aedis. Then we won't believe one aid. But if they both come together and they're arguing, then we will cancel out the aedis. Let's look at the next case in the Mishnah. Like we said, inherently the next case in the Mishnah has a little bit of problems because we said that one aid would cancel out another aid. And then the Mishnah had two cases. The two cases were tanan. Eid echad omer ra'isi es harav. So one aide said, I saw the murderer. Vishnayim Aimer Meloy Re'isa, Hayu Arpin. So let's make a simple deal. That if two say you didn't see it, that can knock away the aide Echad. Hachad v'chad lo Hayu Arpin. But if it was one aide against one aide, it wouldn't be. So it makes more sense to Yufta Dereb Chia. Makes more sense like Ula that we say aide Echad against aide Echad lo Hayu Arpin. And it's only when you have two coming to unseat the aide Echad. So how would Reb Chia say no? How would Rav Chia say that they would be Arpin? So the Rav Chia says, hold on one second. Lo tameich. Remember, there's another case, the Seifa. Eima, Seifa, Shnaim, Amim, Ra'inu, Ve'ed Echad, Amar, Loi, Ra'isem. If two people say, we saw the murder, and one aid comes against them and says, Loi, Ra'isem, Loi, Ha'yu, Arpin. So then, because I have two aidim saying, I know who the murderer is, so we're going to list it because it's two. Which sounds like if it's one against one, then we would cancel out the aidus. Ha'chad, ha'chad, ha'yu, Arpin. We'd cancel out the aidus, and there, we would do the process. We would say, as if, even if it was one person saying, I know who the murderer is, and another person saying, you know, you don't. So then we would cancel out their edus, and we would say it's like we don't know who it is, and we would be arpin. So what we have to say is like this. Eid Echad, Rav Chiya would hold, Eid Echad connected, Eid Echad, Bivas Achas, if they come at the same time, would work to cancel each other out. Bizachar Zah, once we took the Eid Echad's word, that we would employ Ula and say, once we took his word, we believe him like two, and one person coming later is not going to undo the Eidus. Now, this whole those last two cases, where what we're saying is, if one person said Ra'isi, and two people say Loi Ra'isa, or two people say Ra'isi, and one person says Loi Ra'isa, so in the first case where we say, because it will take two to undo the first Eidus, and the second case that it will take only one won't undo the first Eidus. What we have to say is that this is talking about to come to highlight the din of Psuli Eidus. Like Rabbi Nechemia said, the Amar. Rabbi Nechemia holds, Kamakam Shemina Torah Eid Echad, that anytime the Torah believed Eid Echad, Halacha Harayv Deis. We're going to take a count. So you want to know how we're going to paskin? We're going to paskin based on the total, based on the count. So if there's, let's say, two women come against one man, as far as we're concerned, that's kishnei anashim b'ish echad. It's like two men came against, because again, an eid echad is a pasul, a woman is an eid pasul. So therefore, if I have two women, I have two eid psulim against one eid pasul. As far as we're concerned, since we're all dealing with eid psulim, even though it's a man, it's only one, it's an eid echad, so we're gonna go after the right. Okay, and therefore, so what does that mean? So in this lashon, what we're saying is like this, that if let's say, right, let's look at our case. If let's say I have one aide that comes along and says, even if it's bezachar zeh, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that if we're dealing with roiv, if we're dealing with psuli eidus, meaning one man against two women, that we're always going to go after the right. And that's what the second two cases are coming to tell us, even if it's bizarre or zeh. Meaning, even if they're not coming at the same time, because as far as we're concerned, Eid Echad against Reiv Deis, we're going to treat two Pasul Eidim, Keneged one Pasul Eidim, as if it's two regular Eidim, Keneged one regular Eid. Okay, and therefore, just like if, let's say, you had an Eid Echad came and said something, even if we would accept his Eidus, if two Eidim came afterwards, after we accepted his Eidus, it would cancel out the Eidus of the Eid Echad. So too, even if I have two Nashim, that's the Chiddush from Nechemia, even if I have two Nashim coming after we accepted the Eid Pasul, we're going to go on Akar Rav Deis. That's the first Lashon. Deket Da'amri, Kol Heicha, Da'asa, Eid Echad, Kashem Eid Kara. No, there's a difference in, if it's an Eid Echad and it's a man. So he's an Eid Echad, Kashem Eid Kara. Afilu Me'an Nashim, Ki'echad Danyan. Even if 100 women come against him, it's going to be considered one against one. Because an aid, a man, who comes as an aid echad, is considered on a higher level, and he will offset even a hundred nashim. Ki echad damim. V'achav ma'yaskinu, we're talking about the going to asa isha me'ikara. Okay, that the way our mission is going to work is that a woman came. V'terafsu v'nechemya hachi. Nechemya says, kol makam she'emina Torah aid echad. When the Torah believed one aid, halacha harev deis. And the Torah, when we believe one aid, we're going to take a count. We're going to go after Rav. Now, v'asu shtei nashim b'isha achas. That's if it's nashim. If it's b'suli eidus, then we're going to take a count. Shtei nashim b'isha achas, kishnei anashim b'isha achas. The two women, okay, but multiple women against one man, that is considered equal. Okay, so the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon is, and I'll just read. Two women and against one woman is kishnei anashim b'ishachad. Two women against one woman is like two men against one man. But two women or 100 women against one man, ki pago paga dummy. Okay? So, what we're saying is like this. So, what's the difference in the first? The idea here is, again, really, let's just summarize what we're up to. Eid Echad versus Eid Echad would cancel out if they're bevas achas. Bezach or zeh. They would not cancel out. Once we accepted the Eid Echad, we're talking about by a regular man. Then the last two cases of the mission over here are coming to tell us the din, that when we're dealing with Psuli Eidus, we will go after Rav. Now, there's two different versions of Rav Nechemia. In the first lashon, what we're saying is we go after Rav no matter what. Meaning, even if the Eid Echad is a man, and we have multiple women, we're going to treat that as if it's, as if they're equals. Okay? And therefore, we're going to treat them as equals, and therefore, For instance, even if it's bizarre per se, just like if two men would come against an eight echad, so too, since an eight echad is an eight puzzle, two women, since we go off a rare dais, even if it's bizarre, meaning we've already accepted the words of the eight echad, well, we will allow the two women's eidus afterwards, even not bevasachas, even bezachas, to cancel out the eidus. That's the first lashon of Nechemiah. The second lashon of Nechemiah says that no, that the only time we're going to go after roiv deus psulus, roiv eidus psulus, is it's psulim against psulim, meaning one woman, let's say, comes first, we accept her eidus, so then two women bezachas would cancel out. But if the eid echad was a man, as far as we're concerned, one man is as strong as multiple women, and therefore, bivas achas, of course, let's say you had one man coming against two women, bivas achas, the eidus would cancel out, because it's kipago pago dami. That's what we're saying. It's exactly the same. It's like eid echad against eid echad. But if it's after we already accepted the eid echad of the man, even if two women or 100 women come, since eid echad is considered on equal footing, eid echad man with 100 psuli eidus, okay, therefore, we would not cancel the eidus. Now, the Gemara just asks, why do I need two examples of psuli eidus? Right? We have two cases where we're saying that we're going to go after roiv deis. Why do I need two? Meaning, we had in the one where we would be arvin, and the one where we wouldn't be arvin. So, v'tarki psuli eidus lamali ma'udetene kiyazin basar roiv deis l'chumra. It's only in the chumra to do the arifa, avalakula, but to pater you from doing the arifa, loy, you maybe from Nechemiah wouldn't apply, you wouldn't go after Rav Deis, so therefore, kamash lo, we needed two cases. Like I said, this was a copy of, so you had on Daf Lamed Aleph. Now, we said, Misha Rabu ha reitz chonim. Once there were, murders became very commonplace, so there was no longer Misha Rabu reitz chonim, but la egra rufal, defisha ena ba ela ala safik. It only comes for a safik, Misha Rabu reitz chonim. The galoy butla and la rufa. That's what it means. Is once murder is happening in broad daylight, everywhere, random streets, we know who the murderers are, we know who's ordering the hits, and therefore there's no longer a need for egla rufim. Shrabah ha-naifin, similar sort of idea, that once adultery became commonplace, there was no longer me'a marim. Tana b'nika ish me'avon. Bizman sha'ish minuka me'avon. When the man is minuka me'avon, the man didn't do anything wrong. Hamayin b'ikines ishtay. Now, I'll just mention this very quickly, but interestingly, Rashi Shita throughout the Masechta was consistent that what is this idea of Menucha Me'avon? If the man is not Baal, his wife, who had Stira, Kenyan and Stira, that he wasn't Baal Abadarach, essentially. That is Menucha Me'avon. And we mentioned that the Rambam holds that it's if the man didn't do any Bias Isser. That's what Menucha Me'avon means, any Bias Isser, not only with his wife, but at all. If the man did any sort of Bias Isser, then the Mayim won't work. Now here, Rashi interestingly says, that if he did any sort of bia, so how do you understand that? It's inconsistent with Rashi's pshat throughout the Masechta. So the Mefarshim explained that there's a difference. Over here, in other words, at an individual level, Rashi holds that the only, what's menukame avim, that if the man is baal ishtay baderech, meaning that he violates the kinyan stira, the iser baal iser labayal, and he lives with his wife, then the water won't work for her. But in regards to being marbiznus, to getting to the point where it's marbiznus, that's what the way we're learning this pasuk is now on a public level. Once it's marbiznus, the mayim will no longer have efficacy at all. Once it's marbiznus to'ilim, we no longer have the zechus of having this kayach ha-tahara, the ability to tahara isha. We lost that. Once marbiznus, that is, it, once we see that a man is by other people, meaning on a kaliistic level. Va'imer, lo efkoid al b'nei seichem kisas nechena. My va'imer, what's the pasuk coming to say? V'chitei ma'am bo'im yidei in de b'nei d'bante lo'i, that the only time the ma'am won't work is if he does a B.S. Isser. But if his children have a B.S. Isser, so then the ma'am would still work. Tashma, lo efkoid al b'nei seichem kisas nechena v'al kisas nechena. That if his children are Mizana, then the Mayim won't be Baidik his wife. Like we said, this is not on a Pratius level, it's not an individual. This is talking about, in general, once children, husbands, children, other people are having Znos all over, so then the Mayim, the concept of Mayim will no longer work. The Chitim Abanacious Ish in. And then the Pnuya Law, maybe it's only Znos of Anacious Ish, but a Pnuya, it's not going to stop the effect of the water. Tashmaki Him, Imazonis Yifardu. They're going to be like fairies. Bim Hakadeshus Yizbuchu. My Va'am Lo Yavin Yilavet. They will stumble. Amar Rebbe Lazar. Amar Hanavi Yisrael. Imak Makbid Al Atzbechem. Again, this is a general idea. This is a kolistic idea. If you're Makbid, if you guard yourselves and you're not over on Arayis, then Mayim Boitkin Nishay Seichem. Bim Lav, you lose this chos. Ein Mayim Boitkin Nishay Seichem. Mishravu Bala Hana. Now we're going to have a bunch of examples of once we had Mishravu bad actions, so then we lost the ability for certain things to have its efficacy. Misharabu Balana, when you had too many Bali Hana, people who were Isik and Hana, they were lazy people. Nis Abu Hadinim. The dinim got perverted, right? Nobody was exacting enough, right? Rashi says, Mitoshem Bali Hana imatrichin asman la'ayin bedavar, uve isabatul haris l'tzibar. They were too lazy to bother to look to what's the right din. How am I going to make sure that everyone's keeping what they're supposed to do? And it's kaklo ha'maisim, and the makom got twisted, got perverted. Vein nayach ba'oil. Okay, and there's nothing that is easy anymore. Misharabu right upon him, once people start showing favoritism within with the judges, so then batal loisaguru. So then since the judges start accepting bribes and they could be bought, so then nobody was afraid of them anymore. You just pay them off. Upasak loisakiru. And no longer the din of loisakiru, don't show favoritism. Uparku al shamayim, they were parak al shamayim. Nasal name al basar vadam. And because they no longer had the all of the dayanim, so then they had the all of the basar v'dam. They were subject to people. Okay, the judge, and we understand this, that if the legal system doesn't maintain its integrity, then it's lawlessness. Misharavu leichshei lechishes b'din, people that would whisper their cases, they would talk to the judge in chambers. Rabba Chayin Afbi Yisrael, that there was a lot of anger, and stakha shechina, and caused the shechina to be shim shenemar. The basar says, b'karevel kim yishvayt. And Karabala Kim, only a Kim, only Hashem will only be there when there is proper law. When there's proper law. Misha Rabu, Achari Bitsam Libam, whence there were people who were just going after their Taibas, Halech, Achari Bitsam Libam Halech, Rabu, Ha'imrim, then everything got messed up. Well, there was an increase of people who would say, L'rat Toiv, that bad is good, and good is bad, L'rat Ra, Misha Rabu, Ha'imrim, L'rat Toiv, L'rat Ra. Once you had too many people saying that what's good, they were saying was bad, and what's bad, they were saying is good. Hoy hoy ba'ulam. There's a lot of woe, a lot of troubles in the world. Misharabu mashkeh right, that means people who spit. What it really means is they show lack of respect. Rabu hayarim, they had more. Once you had people who didn't show respect, so then you had a lot more arrogant people. Mishpatu ha'talmidim ha'atayrach ha'zer salam down. And you're in the talmidim. Misharabu hayarim, when there was a lot more arrogant people. Again, the Arab people increased his chiluk b'nos Yisrael, the nasa, the yarim. They actually married the women, the Jewish women would marry Arab people. They were more commonplace. Ain't derinu ra'el lifnim. Because everything became an external world. Some of this is portentous of maybe some of the aspects of our world society today. But that everything was based on the external. So the Gemara says, well, one second, if you're saying that it was based on the external, so that means the women knew they were marrying arrogant men. Ain't yivam or mar, haiman d'miyar, if people are inchi basi in the Kabul, that his wife wouldn't be interested. Even inchi basi. His wife's not interested in an arrogant husband. She never gave her yevali yinavali yinava afilu benava shaloi. So the Gemara says like this: Meikara, originally she was attracted. Kafzal now the saif mitzalai. Once she sees that he's arrogant, so then she's not going to have any interest. Okay, Misharabu matile malai. Okay, and these were people matile malai dayanim that would go into business with balabatim. Okay, so that they can make money. And there was being a judge became a for-profit enterprise. Rabba Hashaychad. So then, of course, bribery increased. Bikisa Mishpat, they twisted the law. Upaska Toiva. All goodness stopped. Misha Rabu Mekabli Toiva Secha. Dayanim who were Mekabli Toiva Secha. Umechaz Kine Toiva Secha. Meaning they accepted and accepting bribes. And once you had judges accepting out and out bribes, Rabu Isha Yashabe Navyasa, again, you promoted lawlessness. Everybody did whatever they wanted. Shvelim Hibo, Bigdim Yeshvulu. The low ones became respected, and the ones up high, the respected ones, became disrespected. Umachusa azul menura, and again, the lawlessness, deterioration of all sorts of malchus. Misharabu tzari ayin, when you had more stingy people with tayfei tariff and people who stole, rabu ma'amse ali, people became more hardened. Okay, more hardened. If there was tzari ayin, people were cheap, then people became hard, and if more people more gazonim, then you had the kaitse adayim, more tight-fist in mila halagis, people wouldn't lend, va'avra mashkas v'tayra, and because of that. Because they were tight-fisted and stealing, so they were not obviously lending money out and helping other people. Yisham alacha, right? Was lo samit es levavcha, but lo sik pats es yada and es yarcha meichicha ayavim. Yisharabu nituyas garun. The women who were strutting around and they were showing, they were holding their necks up and putting themselves out to mishakaris inayim. Rabbi mayim hamarim elisha pasku. So initially it caused an uptick, right? You had a bunch of women who were making sure to attract other men. So eventually you had an uptick in Mayim Marim, until the point at which, like we saw from these Pesukim, that once there's too much Zinus, we have to stop the Mayim Marim. Elisha Pasku. Yishrava Makabe Matanas, Nismatu Hayamim. Once the judges accepted Matanas, then Nismatu Hayamim, the Niskatsu Arshanim. Okay, the years, everybody, life expectancy went down. The Chsiv, the Sayyidina Matanas, Yechye. Okay, we see again, this is in general, I guess not even for Dayanam, Mishrava Makabe Matanas, Sayyidina Matanas, Yechye. Okay, and therefore life expectancy went down. Misha Rabu Zachzuche Aleph, people who were haughty. Rabu Machlekes Bisa, more Machlekes Bisa, Rabu Tamiti Shamei Vehillel. Shalei Shimku Shimshu Kol Tzarkon. Once you had two more Tamiti Shamei and Hillel who were not Meshamish properly. Okay, they didn't service their Rabbein properly. Rabu Machlekes Bisa, you had more Machlekes Bisa, and Asas Teres Kishtei Teres. You had Teres like two Teres. Misha Rabu Mekablei Tzedaka Minayi Dechachavim. Once they started accepting, became commonplace to accept tzedakah from Gayim HaYisrael L'mala V'him L'mata. Yisrael was HaYisrael L'mala V'him L'mata. Yisrael L'fnim V'him L'achor. Okay, meaning you have to switch this around. This is like a Lashon Saginar. And what it means is that Yisrael was on top. But once we started taking tzedakah money, we came onto the Gayim, then right, we achieved a lower place, society, right? Every time we try to achieve like the Gayim, we actually became lower. They stepped on us. Mishameis, and this actually the memory we had before that Mishamavu Machlokes Bisrael. So we'll just read one more. Mishameis Yosi Ben Yehazer, and right that was the Mishnah said Mishameis Yosi Ben Yehazer Yisraeli Yosi Ben Yehuda Yisrushalayim Batlu Ashkelos. What is Batlu Ashkelos? So the Gemara says My Ashkelos Amar Ram Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Ish Shakolbay. Meaning there was a straight at that point there was a straight Messira. There was no Machlokes. This whole Machlokes Panayim came after. It came all. After Mishmeis Yosi Ben Yezer and Yosi Yishu Yishalayim. And until that point, they had a straight Mesira of Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai, how Torah Shabbat was given over, Rab to Talmud, Rab to Talmud. And once they died, we lost that Mesira, and that's when you started having Batlu Ashkelos, right, Rashi Ish Shahakol Bai. And Rashi on the Mishnah says, Adinam Lehoya Machokis Pachachme Yisrael Kulan Eimim Dvarim Kinesinas on L'Moshe. That it was passed down, Rebbe to Talmud, as it was given to Moshe Mitzrayim. Himer Rishonim Shenechku B'Smichas Karbanos B'Yontov. Okay, that is Marin Chayiga. That was the first Machlekes that came down. We talked there about there was Nesiim and Abezdin, that there were different pairs, and they had a Machlekes. That is a Machlekes that stretched through the ages, five or six or seven different levels of Machlekes. And what was the Machlekes? Is there Smichas? Do you do Smicha on a Karban, on the Karban that you bring on Yontov? Okay, and that was the first Machlekes, and from there was a fracture in the Torah, in the way the Torah was given, the Shalshelah, Shal Torah, from that time and on, obviously through the times of the Gemara, etc. And that is all Machlekes comes from there. Let's stop here.